the University of Alabama School of Law, online. Choose between an LLM in tax or business transactions for lawyers, or a Juris Master in taxation for non-lawyers. Connect and learn with live lectures. Details at bamabydistance.ua.edu.
I'm Charlie Turner in New York, and this is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal. Amazon's Alexa voice assistant is providing users in Britain with medical information from the country's National Health Service. We'll have details in a moment. First, here are some tech headlines. Back in May, the U.S. banned American tech firms from supplying equipment to Chinese telecom giant Huawei, citing national security concerns. Now, sources tell the Wall Street Journal that Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin in recent days urged Huawei suppliers to seek licenses to resume sales to the blacklisted Chinese firm. The development reflects a recent reversal of the Trump administration's get-tough stance on Huawei amid continuing rifts among officials over how far the U.S. should go in trying to reach an accord with Beijing. Huawei's pariah status in the U.S. has become a stumbling block in trade talks with China. Mr. Mnuchin's actions came after President Trump, in a concession to Chinese President Xi Jinping, agreed last month to grant exemptions to the Huawei blacklist in cases that wouldn't affect national security. Amazon.com plans to spend $700 million to retrain a third of its U.S. workforce as technology threatens to upend the way many of its employees do their jobs. Amazon announced Thursday that it will retrain 100,000 workers by 2025 by expanding existing training programs and rolling out new ones meant to help its employees move into more advanced jobs inside the company or find new careers outside of it. The training is voluntary, and most of the programs are free to employees. In France, the country's Senate has approved a new tax on large American companies like Google and Amazon. The vote came just hours after the U.S. trade rep announced a probe into whether the measure discriminates against American firms. The new French measure, which is retroactive to the beginning of this year, will apply a 3% tax on gross revenue that companies reap in France from such activities as undertaking targeted advertising or running a digital marketplace.
The University of Alabama School of Law, online. Choose between an LLM in tax or business transactions for lawyers or a Juris Master in taxation for non-lawyers. Connect and learn with live lectures. Details at bamabydistance.ua.edu.
Amazon is partnering with Britain's National Health Service, an arrangement that would enable UK residents to use Alexa to search the NHS website for relevant information when asked about common illnesses. The Wall Street Journal's Denise Rowland discusses the partnership with Kim Gittleson.
For the National Health Service, they say the benefit is ensuring that when people in Britain ask Alexa about their health care, that they're getting high-quality information. So the Health Secretary here says that's their motivation. They want, you know, they don't want people getting information from rogue websites that might tell them not to vaccinate their children or, to use discredited health interventions. So they're saying it's all about good information.
Okay, so that's the government's reason. Why does Amazon want this information?
That's a good question. Amazon have not really laid out what's in it for them, which has raised a few eyebrows. In theory, you could see that over time, Amazon might deepen its partnership with the NHS. This could be the first step on a road to maybe handling, booking appointments for patients or ordering them their repeat prescriptions on an online pharmacy or something like that. This announcement is very simple. It's just responding with NHS information when someone asks about their health. It's not clear what Amazon gets out of that in itself, but what you could see is how they could get more out of a future deeper partnership with the NHS.
Is Amazon doing anything else when it comes to healthcare? It seems to me that there are quite a few technology firms that have now started focusing in on the complicated business of helping us with our health and interacting with insurers and government health programs.
Yes, so Amazon's done a few things in the US, suggesting that it's really interested in the healthcare space. It has a partnership with Cigna, the big insurer, where they have permission to pass health information back and forth between the insurer and hospitals. Customers can book their hospital appointments with Alexa. They can order repeat prescriptions, that kind of thing. So they've also been ordering some state they've been getting some state pharmacy licenses, which suggests that they're thinking about the possibility of becoming an online pharmacy service as well.
When it comes to technology like this, is there any data to suggest that people are already using Amazon's Alexa or Apple's Siri or any competitors when it comes to trying to get more information about their health or possible prescriptions they might ask their doctor about?
I think, you know, people already will Google any symptom they have. People already consult the internet to find out about their health. This is just accessing it a different way through a voice command. So there's already plenty of that around. I guess it's quite new that it would become the norm to ask your voice assistant about your healthcare, but maybe it's like a logical extension from Googling every little ailment anyway.
Are there any concerns that this information could be used badly? You know, there are always critics about how technology companies are using our data and our health data, some of the most personal data that we can have.
Yeah, and I think that's the concern because, you know, Amazon is an online retailer. They say right now that they will not be using any of this information for commercial purposes, but the potential is obviously there. So privacy campaigners are worried. They say, you know, Amazon doesn't necessarily have the best track record on being transparent about how it's using data. It was revealed a couple of months ago that thousands of humans were listening to what people were saying to their Alexas, you know, in order to improve the service, but Amazon did not make clear in its privacy policy that was happening. So that gets people's backs up and gets people suspicious that Amazon might not be the best steward of their information.
So when does this go into effect, and do we have any sense of how many people might be using it by the time it's fully operational?
I think it's effective as of now. There are millions of Alexa users in the UK. We don't know exactly how many. So potentially millions of people. I guess some of those people might already ask Alexa about their healthcare. I suspect this announcement and the publicity around it might mean that more people do it because maybe they've got more reason to trust that information now if they know it's coming from the NHS.
That's the Wall Street Journal's Denise Rowland. And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner in New York for The Wall Street Journal.